This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, first name Karen, K-A-R-E-N, date of birth, June 12, 1961, date of evaluation, June 17, 2026, the chief complaint, 65-year-old African-American female with history of congestive heart failure. That is post AICD here for initial evaluation period. The HCID patient is a poor historian, but reports symptoms of fatigue, palpitations, and dyspnea on exertion period. He further reports rest and days of chest pain, but no constant or persistent pain period. She denies any symptoms of orthopnea or PND period. Past medical history, one hypertension, next number end-stage renal disease, next number congestive heart failure. Past surgical history, status post-kidney transplant, next number status post-AICD, medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams, Q8 PRN, albuterol 90 micrograms, inhaler, take 2 puffs Q4 PRN, Cinacalcet, C-I-N-A-C-A-L-C-E-T, 90 milligrams on BID. Narco 5325 PRN, Dramamine 10 milligrams QID, Trangenta 5 milligrams on daily, Carvedilol 25 milligrams BID, Nifedipine 90 milligrams once daily, Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, take 2 inhalations, BID, Dexilant, 60 milligrams, 1 daily, Tacrolimus, 1 milligram daily, DSS, 250 milligrams, 1 daily, Fluticasone, Propranet, 1 spray each nostril daily, Hydrocortisone, i.e. Anusol HC 2.5% rectally BID, lidocaine patch 5%, one patch daily, mycophenolate sodium 18 milligrams, take 3 BID, prednisone 5 milligrams, one daily, tacrolimus 5 milligrams BID, allergies, azithromycin causes swelling, itching, and also swelling of the throat. Rituxan likewise results in swelling of the throat and itching. Family history, mother had stomach cancer, congestive heart failure, hypertension, and diabetes. Father had stomach cancer. Social history, she is a prior cigarette smoker, but none since 1999. She notes marijuana use 3 times a day. She denies alcohol use. The review system, constitutional, she has both weight loss and gain, period. She reports fatigue and night sweat, period. Ears, she reports tinnitus. Nose, she has decreased smell. Neck, she has stiffness. Respiratory, She has dyspnea, cardiac, as for HPI, gastrointestinal. She has abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, and hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, she has urgency, frequency, and flank pain. Neurologic, she has headache, musculoskeletal, she has had diffuse joint pain. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical exam, blood pressure 154/68, pulse 60, respiratory rate 16, height 5 feet 6 inches, weight 127 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam reveals a grade 3/6 harsh aortic murmur, period. It is non-radiating, period. The chest reveals a well-heeled scar consisting of a pacemaker pocket. The impression, 65-year-old female with multiple medical problems. She has history of congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, and pacemaker in situ. Patient further has history of end-stage renal disease and his status post-transplant. She is maintained on immunosuppressive therapy, period. The plan, will continue current therapy for now. Echocardiogram to assess murmur. Dr. Rowington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.